a day! What a day! Do you know that my own barber cut me twice this morning while he was shaving me? Twice! He's lucky I'm so tolerant. I know other Kazis who would have him beaten to death. Then a crazy camel spit on me. Yuck! And after that, for the rest of the morning, I had to listen to two men arguing over who stole a donkey. I know what I'll do. I'll sneak out of here and hide in my garden till after lunch. No one will find me here.
Oh, noble Kazi, please hear the complaint of this most unworthy beggar.
Oh, no. Now what? Maybe I'll just pretend I don't hear him.
John Kazi, wait. We must speak to you.
Oh, no, two of them. They'll never get away.
John Kazi, oh, most merciful, you must do something about these Hindus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Which Hindus are you referring to? Please explain yourself.
The Hindus who are on the streets chanting all the time. Hare, Hare, Hare. They are making a terrible disturbance, Your Excellency. All day they chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
They chant, they laugh, they cry, they fall on the ground. They're acting like crazy people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.
The Hindus chant Hare because it is the name of their god. But you are Mohammedan meat eaters. Why do you keep chanting?
We don't want to. That's the problem, Excellency. We used to chant just to make fun of them, and now we can't stop. It is like some kind of magic. Hari, Hari.
Krishna.
Hari.
Krishna.
Oh, you see, they have cast some kind of a spell on us.
Oh, now who could this be? It looks like some old Brahmana.
Anand Kazi, will you grant me an audience?
Come forward.
Sir, you must do something about this Nimai Pandit.
Oh, you don't like him either. But I thought he was one of you.
Oh, not at all, honored sir. Quite the opposite. I represent the Brahmana community. And it is our opinion that Nimai Pandit is destroying religious principles with his Sankirtan movement.
Indeed.
A priest should stay at home and study scriptures. He should be serious. But this Nimai spends his day singing in the streets with his followers and dancing like a madman.
That doesn't sound so bad. Sounds better than sitting here all day listening to people complaining.
Oh, you don't understand. Honorable sir, these names of God make up the most powerful prayer in the world. Only special people should chant it. People who have had proper training.
People like yourself, I suppose.
Well, yes, but the Nimai is giving it to everyone, even the lower classes. If everyone starts to chant it, the potency will be lost forever.
For so long, the Hindus did not seem to care very much for their own religion. Yet now they appear to be following with great enthusiasm. I wonder what this person is like who has inspired them so.
Oh, I will tell you, Your Excellency. This Nimai Pandit is making people go mad. All night they wildly chant. Oi, we can't get any sleep.
Oh, that's right. We're going mad.
We're not going mad.
Oh, we're not?
No, no. Nimai Pandit, he is the one who is mad.
Who is he mad at?
Oh, never mind.
Please protect our religious principles, sir.
Bring peace again to our streets, Your Excellency.
Make Nimai Pandit leave town.
I appreciate you bringing this serious problem to my attention. Since Nimai Pandit and his followers are disturbing both Muslims and Hindu alike, I will put a stop to his activities. Where is my servant?
Here, Excellency.
I want this order sent
throughout the streets of Nadia. Let it be known that I, the Chan Kazi, from this day forbid anyone chanting in the streets of the city by Nima Pandit or any of his followers.
Yes, Majesty.
Well, that should do it. The rest of my day ought to be peaceful and quiet. Perhaps I'll go out in my garden now and have a little nap.
Chan Kazi! Chan Kazi!
Oh, what is it? What has happened to you?
I tried to carry out your order just as you instructed. I saw them chanting in the streets, and when I tried to make them stop, flames suddenly came out of nowhere and look, burned my face.
Flames? What is impossible?
I tell you it's true.
I'm surrounded by fools. Never mind. I will take care of this business myself.
Be careful, Excellency.
Stop! Stop! I ordered you to stop. No one is to perform Sankirtan anywhere in this city. Today I will excuse you, but if I catch you doing it again, I will take away all your property and turn you into Mohammedans by making you eat meat.
Oh, this is terrible.
What should we do?
Come on, hurry. Let's go tell Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
My dear Lord Chaitanya, you won't believe what just happened. The Chan Kazi came today while we were chanting and stopped our kirtan.
He even broke my husband's mridanga.
He forbid us to ever chant again.
And if we do, he said that he'll make us eat meat and he'll turn us all into Mohammedans. Oh, Krishna.
No one can stop the chanting of the holy name. I must teach this Kazi a good lesson. I have a plan, but I need all of your help.
Of course.
Just tell us what to do, Mahaprabhu.
You should bring a torch and follow me. We will have the biggest chanting party this town has ever seen, right up to the steps of the Kazi's house. Do not be afraid. I will protect you. Now we shall see what kind of Kazi comes to stop our kirtan.
Jai! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Now stop the chanting. I wish to speak to the Chan Kazi myself. You, ask him to come out.
Prabhu, please, have mercy.
My dear sir, I am here as your guest. Why do you hide yourself from me? Is that the proper way to behave?
You seem so angry, marching up to my house with hundreds of people, carrying torches and chanting with a sound like thunder. Quite frankly, I was a little frightened. We should not quarrel. Why, you're just like my nephew. If I have offended you in some way, I beg you not to take it seriously. I am pleased to receive you as my honored guest.
Well then, dear uncle, I'll tell you the reason for my visit. I have come here tonight specifically to ask you a question.
Oh, is that all? Go ahead, please, ask.
My question is this. You drink cow's milk, so in reality the cow is just like your mother, right?
I suppose you could say that, yes.
And the bull. He helps to till the fields, which produce grains for your maintenance, so he is like your father, isn't he?
All right.
So if the cow and bull are like your mother and father, Why do you kill and eat them?
Oh dear. He has a point. My scripture, the Holy Quran, says that if you kill an animal in a religious sacrifice, there is no sin. I believe there is something like that in your scripture as well.
Not exactly. In the Vedas, it states that only qualified brahmanas who can give new life to an old animal when sacrificing him into the fire are permitted to do so. You Mohammedans do not know how to bring an animal back to life, so you must suffer the reaction for his death. The Vedas also say that one who kills a cow must suffer in hellish life for as many hairs as there are on the body of the cow. As you see, your scriptures are not complete and contain many mistaken ideas. That is because those who put them together did not understand the essence of knowledge.
I admit that what you say is true. As a student of the Quran, I noticed many things that did not make sense. I too had questions for which I had no answers. But in due time, I have come to accept certain things for the sake of my people.
I have known you to be a good and pious man, Chan Kazi. Otherwise, I would not have come. Now tell me one other thing. At first, you would not allow any chanting. And then suddenly, you did. What made you change your mind?
Please allow me to call you Gorahri. A strange and mysterious thing happened to me. If you come to a private place, I'll tell you all about it.
You may speak freely here. These men are all my dear and trusted friends.
My dear Gorahri, after I broke the drum, for which I feel very, very sorry.
Go on.
I saw in my dreams that night a fearful beast with the head of a lion and the body of a man. His nails were long and sharp, and he was roaring terribly. Your chest, as you broke the Murdunga drum, you have forgotten my congregational chanting. Therefore, I must destroy you.
Allah, have mercy upon me.
I have defeated you this day just to teach you a lesson. Had you created a greater disturbance, I would not have been so merciful. Today, I will excuse you, but if you dare try to stop this chanting again, I will kill you, your family, and all the meat eaters.
So, you do not think me mad? Look, here are the marks of his nails on my chest.
Only by your mercy has my heart become changed.
It is simply the chanting of the holy name of Krishna that has changed you, O Kazi. It has taken away all the reactions to your sins and made you pure. Therefore, you should feel yourself as being the most fortunate and blessed.
My dear Gorahri, I know that Narayan is the name of the Supreme Lord of the Hindus. And although I do not understand how I could know this, but I believe that you are that same Narayan. This I feel within my mind. Please forgive me for all my offenses and grant me your divine mercy.
May I always remain fixed in devotion upon you.
You have been truly blessed this day, John Kazi. And now I will ask a favor from you. I want you to promise that at least here in the district of Nadia, this Sankirtan movement will not be checked again.
Now hear my order. I, the Chankazi, promise that from this day forth, I, as well as anyone born into my family, will never stop the Sankirtan movement.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Kr